The Hideous Creature Show.
I got good news and bad news.
Give me the bad news first.
The bad news is you need 172 points to win the money. The good news is you're the man to do it. I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked the other Bob. You cannot and you do not want to duplicate his answers. If you do, you hear this. What noise do we hear? Thank you. I will then say try again. You'll give me another answer, all right? Remind everyone to Bob's shame the answers he gave us and give me 20 seconds on the clock, please. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
Try again.
Ice.
A brand of gasoline.
Ethyl.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
A sport with an all-star game.
Football.
Football, you've got to give him that. Any man that says alligator, you've got to give. Name an animal with three letters in its name. You said...
From the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is June 9th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Pep.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 145. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. I have sad news today, friends. Sad, sad news. But kind of good for me, which is always beneficial. Richard Dawson passed away.
That's right.
On my birthday.
That's a sign.
And I was very sad because I know he's on my death pool, but weren't we kind of thinking about like was he even alive and we didn't know or not, and then we established it. He had moved to Hawaii and we still were like, what the fuck? What's up with Richard Dawson? And I as a kid I always admired him. And we were like, oh, he's alive. And I was so next thing you do is you put him on your death pole.
Why did you admire him?
I don't know. I think as a kid, I used to love Family Feud when I was a kid. I like that that family
game shows were huge.
Oh, they were really
big. In the 70s.
But I always liked that. I always liked Family Against Family. I always thought about the Hatfields and the McCoys. And they actually had them on the Family Feud.
Some of
the
Hatfields
and some of the McCoys.
I actually remember that episode because my mom was all psyched because they were having Hatfields and McCoys.
And that was a huge thing. I mean, I think that one of the biggest things that happened in the 70s was Star Wars, Corvette Stingray, and the Hatfield and the McCoys. Okay, everybody talked about it.
Yeah. Or Luke and Laura getting married, but I think that was 80.
That was probably in the 80s. BT and I started watching the Hatfields and McCoys like miniseries thing that they had on
History Channel.
We watched one episode. It was actually, I mean, it's cheesy. It's Kevin Costner is like the head Hatfield and Bill Paxton is the head McCoy. So you know you're going to get some cheese.
Right.
But also, BT wanted to watch it. And so I gave it a shot and they reeled me in with their drama.
It was basically looking at history.
Yeah. It's the family drama that goes.
But anyway, back to Dawson. I always kind of, when I was a kid, I always thought when I'd see Richard Dawson on the TV, I'd go, that is what a man is like. Because my dad was not a man. I mean, he was physically a man, like as the species goes. But, you know, he played pool and he had long hair and... He was, you know...
He wasn't wearing a suit and kissing, like, 10 ladies a day.
Exactly.
He didn't have a rose in his lapel at all.
Exactly. Sorry, Dad, I look up to you, too, but Richard Dawson, I thought, was, you know, I established him as an alpha male, and he was kind of the blueprint of a man that I wanted to be when I was older.
And you've achieved that.
Now you can be Richard Dawson.
Thanks.
It's funny because... it's funny how much respect... game show hosts got back then. Like, you're talking Dawson, you're talking Barker. Like, those guys, we're like real men. And now a fucking game show host, what, like Howie Mandel or George Lopez or some jack off that no one gives a shit about? They were real men.
Right. Well, Howie Mandel doesn't even touch people's hands. Dawson kissed every single girl on the show.
Ugly, cute. He didn't give a shit. It was a female. He was going to fucking kiss it.
He always waited too when the family would win, they'd have the two that come up. He'd always be super psyched when the hot one that he got to kiss at the beginning comes back he gets to kiss her again. He'd always be like, hello, darling.
I always thought that was cool, and I always thought that his pinky ring was awesome, and that I knew they didn't make pinky rings for children, but I knew when I was a man, I eventually wanted to have, you know, man size hands that could actually hold and represent the pinky ring. And
do you know his right arm could actually curl like 350 pounds and his left arm could only do like 200 because that pinky ring?
Well, I heard the same thing. I heard that he could he lifted buses over his head.
Why don't you have a pinky ring?
I want to get you one.
I do have a pinky ring, but
you don't.
Fucking I got my dad's hands and I can't. This pinky, you can't put a pinky ring on something that isn't the size of a kielbasa. You have to have a man hand to put a pinky ring on it.
Why don't we make you a fake like hand, like a fake finger over
a prosthetic?
You need a prosthetic pinky over the pinky
sausage finger so that you can wear a pinky ring.
I don't know. Well,
so how many points did you get for Mr. Dawson?
Mr. Dawson died at the age of 79, giving me a grand total of 21 points.
You're on the board.
I'm on the board, Patrick. That leaves you safe home, Richard Dawson. I didn't get your
I also
jeans.
Like that Dawson just retired and went to Hawaii and he was like, fuck it. I'm going to go live my life. He didn't try to
milk
that last 15 minutes of nothing.
He
you
did.
Know?
In, he was in The Running Man. So he kind of made a resurgence for one film.
But that was like.
But that was a film. It's not like he's trying to rehost some kind of crappy game show.
And I think that was only like 3 years after his last season for Family Feud was like 84, 85.
Yeah, it was 85. I think.
So it's only like a little bit. It's like 87 or 89 that he comes back.
85 was a good year.
85.
I bet in his head he had that Hawaii clock ticking backwards, you know, like, oh man, only another fucking 362 days. I'm going to be sitting on a beach in Hawaii. Right. That's what men do, Patrick.
That's what, with their pinky ring.
That's why you and I will
He probably had rings on all of his fingers at that point, not
and
just a pinky. Yeah.
Maybe he got a pinky ring every year, like after every season.
No, Patrick, you and Jenny you don't understand what the pinky ring represents.
No, we don't.
When you kill a man, you get a pinky ring.
Oh. So Dawson's killed at least one man?
Oh, yeah.
At least one.
And then you get your other hand.
That's probably was from the McCoy family.
Yeah. Mm. Killed them all.
Because Dawson was secretly a Hatfield. It's a little known fact I learned on the History Channel.
Fun fact. All right, well, Patrick, why don't we get into a movie madness here, and then I got a game that I want to play with you guys.
My mother is just following out a train of thought to its logical yet absurd conclusion, very much the way Jonathan Swift did when he suggested that the Irish peasants feed their babies to the rich.
I don't know anything about Jonathan Swift, but I know one thing about your mother. She's a very passionate woman who follows her heart, and I just love her.
Ooh. I might know.
I know. I might know, too.
Because
That's Hackman. Can we get another?
Can we get another?
Project? Now, folks, there have been a lot of tasteless jokes going around about the death of Senator Eli Jackson. And here's another one.
Join Jay on The Tonight Show with his guests Yasser Arafat and Kate Moss.
Jesus.
Okay, maybe I don't know it. I think I went down the wrong path. But that was definitely Hackman.
Yeah, it was Hackman. And that was Jay Leno.
And that was Jay Leno.
That was definitely Jay Leno.
Or it was Sidney Poitier playing Jay Leno.
Yeah.
He could do it.
He could totally do it. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness, where Patrick chooses a movie, plays movie clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. The fun part is you, the listener, can also play along. Let's do one more, Patrick, and then I got a game I want to introduce you guys to.
Is it High Ally?
You wish.
I couldn't run and play High Ally if I wanted to now.
The only part, I just want to see you try.
Oh, my God.
People die in High Ally.
Sharpton, in an interview today, said that Senator Jackson's last words, "Your money's on the dresser, chocolate," were racist and demeaning. The prostitute's given name was Natumbundra, and she is...
That idiot Jackson.
Now the blacks will start.
Barbara's wedding will disassociate us from all this, really. I mean, the Colemans are a perfect family. They've never even been divorced, have they, Barbara?
No.
See? We're on our way to salvation.
Shit.
I think I got it.
I don't have it yet.
I just passed it.
I've
note
seen
to
it,
Patrick.
Though. I've definitely seen it.
Oh, you've seen it.
I've definitely seen it.
All right. Well, you guys, I had some time this week, and I went online, and I super sleuthed something, and it was called Walkerpedia.
You super sleuth Walkerpedia.
Who do you think you couldn't have come up with that?
What's Walkerpedia? Like a pedia about walking and pulses and...
No.
Like how to get your heartbeat up?
You should not have done so many drugs when you're young, Patrick. Walkerpedia is a website about Walker, Texas Ranger.
Of course
now,
it is.
Now, what the guy did or the lady did that designed the website is they took synopsises from each of the Walker Texas Ranger episodes and put them in groups of three. So there's two that are real episodes of Walker Texas Ranger, and then one of them is fake that the person made up.
And we have to figure out which one.
Exactly. I've chose three different questions with nine different episodes of Walker Texas Ranger.
All right.
And you guys are going to try and guess which is the real one and which is the fake
out of the
exactly,
two.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is the fake one. Are you guys ready? Jenny, can you tally on this?
Okay. I'll keep score.
Okay. So you guys ready to play Walkerpedia?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So the first one, it's going to be hard to read this. One sec. The first one we have, this one is called Medieval Crimes is the title of the episode. Episode supposedly number 192. Workers at a medieval-themed restaurant moonlighting as fine art and jewelry thieves.
Of course.
But after one of them is killed during a robbery, Sydney and Gage go undercover at the restaurant to find the rest of the gang. Trivette goes to prison to pick up a prisoner that says that he's just a jinx.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, what type of themed restaurant?
A medieval themed restaurant.
Okay.
It's medieval times.
Right.
Jewel thieves, though.
Jewel thieves, right. There's a reoccurring theme that happens in the Walker Texas Ranger that I've come to realize, and that is that they're always going undercover.
They have to. That's how you get the perps.
Right. And I thought we need to go undercover sometime, the three of us.
We need to go undercover for something that doesn't even need to be undercover.
Right, like PGE, the electric company.
Yeah, and we'll just like hang around and try to sleuth something.
Right. See how many urinal cakes are in the bathroom.
And we can just dress up for no reason.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, the next one I have. Yeah, this one's called Unsafe Speed. After a trucker who drives using meth kills a family, he tells the Rangers that a biker gang gave him the meth before he passes away. Alec discovers that with his qualifications, he would have never been able to get his trucker's license. While Sydney and Gage go undercover, again, as bikers to infiltrate the gang, Trivette goes undercover as a new applicant to the DMV to find who's giving illegal trucker licenses.
Wow, they tie in the B story and the A story, like, right on par.
Oh, they do. All right, and the next one we have is, this one's called Real Rangers, R-E-E-L. Walker and Alex make preparations for the impending arrival of their baby. Meanwhile, the Rangers end up on a movie set to become stars in the process. A charity motorcycle ride features Walker and Trivette. That's the first one of the three there.
Okay, well, I'm gonna automatically rule out the meth because you know that one's real. You know they had to tackle that tough issue of meth.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with the third, the movie star showcase.
Okay.
As the fake.
Unsafe Speed.
That's what I was going to do, but I know how Jenny works, so I'm going to have to go against her. I'm actually going to say that, I don't know, medieval, like really bad writing, medieval fucking restaurant workers who moonlight as jewel thieves.
That's pretty stupid. But it's so stupid that it's real.
It's probably true. Right. I'm assuming that these are all real.
Okay, so Pat's going to go. Are you going to reveal them now or
wait
till
the end? No, I'm
going to wait
till the end.
Okay, so
won.
Pat says one.
I say one, you say
and
three.
And I say three.
Okay. All right. The next round of questions. Another three for our intrepid players. This next episode is 178 of Walker, Texas Ranger, entitled White Buffalo. On a reservation, Walker investigates the mystery of a statue of a white buffalo that appears to cry real tears. Gage goes, guess what? Undercover.
As a buffalo?
To bust the dealers for a designer drug called White Buffalo.
What? It's the cocaine.
One of the side effects is you stampede. While Sydney and Alex, who are on a hike in the mountains, to visit a site where they last saw the white buffalo, inadvertently they stumble on a headquarters of a drug distributor.
Of course they do. That distributes the white buffalo.
Right. You know what? I didn't read that whole one. I read the first part where it said the tears, and I was like, okay, we got to read that one. All right, the next one is called Home of the Brave. Episode number 176. To catch up with kidnappers targeting newborns, Sydney and Gage play the role of the parents of the most recent baby napping. Meanwhile, Alex encounters a man trying to force tenants out of a rent-controlled apartment that convinces a drug to halt the owner's attempt to have the place condemned so he can demolish it and make it into a strip mall. When the boy accidentally witnesses the owner's accomplice sabotaging the building's furnace and is trapped, Walker must rescue him before the building collapses.
There's a lot of stuff going on in that episode.
176.
Was that a two-parter?
I don't know. All right, the next one we have. You guys comfortable? You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
You guys engaged? You ready to watch? You want to watch Texas Ranger?
Yes, I want to watch White Buffalo.
I got to watch.
Especially.
I'm going to find that on YouTube right after we're done recording. All right, the next one, episode 184, entitled Child of Hope. A young woman leaves her baby with Alex after her husband is killed by a gang of thieves. Alex decides to take care of the baby in spite of Walker's reluctance. Attempts by the gang on the young woman's life are thwarted when the final showdown being at the Walker's ranch, when the young woman is reunited with her parents. At the end of the episode, Alex finds out she is 8 weeks pregnant. Sorry, ooh. I kind of butchered that one, but
what she with Walker's baby?
I'm assuming.
And who's Sydney? Is that Walker?
I don't know. No, Walker is Walker.
But who's Sydney? Sydney's
she's one of the Rangers.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's called Walker Texas Ranger, Patrick. You should.
But who's Alex?
I'll send you. There, all the
he's a ranger too. Oh no, Alex is his lady.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Well, I didn't know either. I've just it's been. Just like
I have no idea
it.
Either. I don't know. Gage. I don't know who
and
they
who's
are.
Gage?
He's a ranger.
All right. So, what do you guys think? Episode 178, 176, and 184.
What were
which
they?
One do
what
you
was
think
the first?
The first
thing
one
again?
Was White Buffalo,
and then the second one was
Home of the Brave, and the last one was Child of Hope.
I want to say White Buffalo so bad because it's so retarded. I hope to God White Buffalo isn't fake, but I'm going to go with it.
Okay, Jenny's.
I'm
going to
say
with
the
White
second
Buffalo.
Convoluted, where like a kid has to do like.
Yeah, and then there's some generator sabotage.
And the house was burning down, but they were checking out something else.
That's so you're going 176, Home of the Brave.
I'm going two. Yeah, I'm going Home of the Brave.
Okay. The last set of questions, or whatever the fuck this is episode 163 entitled Vision Quest. Temporary blinded by a bomb.
This I don't even think you need to read. This is obviously a real episode.
This is real.
This is so real.
I'm sorry. I always think of like whenever I would see Angela Lansbury like a murder she wrote. I would always assume that all the people would just see her and just go, let's get the fuck out of here. Somebody's going to die. And I assume, you know, in the Walker universe, people would just see Walker and be like, I got to get the fuck out of here or I'm going undercover.
No, they would never see Walker because he's always undercover.
That's right. Temporarily blinded by a bomb. Walker learns to cope while the other Rangers seek out those responsible. There's a show note here. Note, the opening credits are slightly modified for the remainder of the season following Noble Williams' departure from the series.
Mm, whoever that is.
All right, that was episode 163 of Vision Quest. The next one we have is 162, entitled A Matter of Faith. The Rangers investigate a rash of armored car robberies by a group of dressed... Oh, by a group dressed as Santa Claus. I wonder, I didn't do any looking into this, but I was always wondering if, you know, when a movie would come out, because I'm thinking of, Val Kilmer, Al Pacino. God, what the Heat? Fuck was it called? Heat. Doesn't this, it just, the movie Heat would come out and the writers for Walker, Texas Ranger would be like, okay, let's do it.
Like, let's do our version.
Let's pit Walker against, the Heat story.
The Heat guys, yeah. They're just like, let's rip off something that's more successful.
Exactly. All right, they investigate armed car robberies dressed as Santa Claus. A church where ex-gang members worship has their Christmas decorations stolen by current gang members. Show note.
Yeah, because gang members love Christmas.
Well, they're fucking gangbangers. They're selling drugs, fucking other lady gangbangers. They're not fucking Grinches. They're not like, you want to get revenge?
They don't need Christmas balls.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck that. The show note is this episode, never mind.
It's like a very special Christmas episode.
Noble Williamson's last episode, but we
yeah, who cares? We don't even know who that is.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever watched a full episode of this?
No.
I'm going to watch it now, I think. Get really fucking high on PCP.
Maybe they're on Netflix. You could watch all of them.
They're probably too awesome for Netflix. All right, the last one that we have is episode 169, entitled Soldiers of Hate. The Texas Rangers must stop a white supremacist group from destroying the Unity Festival.
What's the Unity Festival?
It's for non-Nazis.
It's huge in Texas, Patrick. It's huge. Everybody meets for the Unity Festival, and they hide their Christmas stuff from gang members and, you know, try to get through the holidays. Meanwhile, Gage finds out a little boy tempted towards gang life by his brother influences him and decides to be a positive role model to help steer him in the right direction. Soldiers of Hate.
This is a lot of gang shit in Texas.
Oh, tons.
Well, I'm wondering what movie was out at this time of Walker, Texas Ranger that they're trying to emulate.
Colors. Boys,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, so to recap, we have episode 163, A Vision Quest, 162, A Matter of Faith, and 169, Soldiers of Hate with the Unity Festival.
I'm going to go with Soldiers of Hate.
I'm going with fucking gang members stealing Christmas decorations.
All right.
So I'm going 2 and you're going 3.
I'm going 3 on that one.
On to the results. The first one's A, B, and C. What did you guys choose for that?
Patrick chose... Oh, you did A, B, C. Patrick chose A and I chose C.
Okay. Well, I have something to tell you. That I was... I didn't find a website called Walkerpedia. I just went on to the internet and found different episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger. And they're all real episodes.
You dick.
I don't know. I felt like I wanted to dupe you guys.
There isn't any fake ones.
Well, in the last one that you did, you're like, oh, by the way, a show note. And I'm like, well, why would you have show notes on fake episodes? Which is why I chose C. Because I'm like, you wouldn't have show notes on fake episodes.
No, I was just playing with you guys.
Oh, man. Oh, I thought we were going to win something.
You know what I'm thinking is that we should write an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger, a synopsis.
Oh, my God. It would be so easy.
I need to watch the whole entire series.
Okay, so homework, you guys. Write an episode. Write a synopsis of an episode.
Okay. I've never seen this
show. Instead of using Walker, let's use us. Deep undercover.
Who's Gage? Who's Sydney? Who's Alex?
Well, it can be us three.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's true. He can be blinded by the bomb.
That was the best one. I want to see that one and White Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm looking up White Buffalo.
I want to see the one where gang members still, because I thought that one could any of them could have been.
I like it. Like, let's steal ornaments. Fucking hell. That is terrorism.
I've already got my idea. I could write it right now. We all go undercover at a SeaWorld as dolphins to infiltrate a dolphin stealing ring.
Oh my God. Why Shamu is so angry?
You just gotta go any kind of ring. Somebody's selling penguins. We go undercover as penguin members.
No, the name of it should be called something like Free Millie. Like the whale's name will be Millie.
Oh, right.
It'll be Free Millie.
Well, you know
we'll just rip off Free Millie.
Free Metheus.
Free Metheus?
Because it has to do with a movie that's out. And Prometheus.
Gage
just
and
came
Sydney
out.
Go undercover to get an alien den right. And find the queen.
Who might be an alien queen. All right. Well, Patrick.
Meanwhile, June is blinded by a bomb and has to reflect for the whole episode.
Patrick has to rebuild the rec center.
All right, Patrick, let's.
It's the shit that I say that I don't think is funny that actually makes you laugh.
Turbo and ozone.
The kids have nowhere to play basketball until Patrick rebuilds the rec center.
Show note. Turbo and ozone star. Let's get a movie Madison. And
show note. Patrick actually hates children.
Jackson's dead.
Children. Oh my God.
He died in bed. Whose bed? A prostitute?
No.
A minor? And black?
What?
I don't believe this. I don't fucking believe this. I'm ruined.
No, you're not responsible. Kevin, you cannot be held responsible for Senator Jackson's private life.
Louise, I'm the vice president of the Coalition for Moral Order. My co-founder has just died in the bed of an underage black whore. Now, wait till the media gets a hold of this. Bridget! I could really use some candy.
It's your answer to everything, candy.
Candy.
I just killed a hooker. Fucking go get me some fucking blow pops. Goddamn, get a snap. Let's get those blow pops. Fuck.
Yeah, I think that's the last thing I'm going to be wanting. Well, maybe a Starburst.
Oh, you ever had the new Mentos, the tropical
ooh.
Fruit?
Ooh. I like the mini Mentos.
Right. I one time did a hit and run. I was assuming it was a drifter. First thing I did after I hit that fucker, I stopped off at a Plaid and got... like 6 packs of those Mentos. Oh, delicious.
Oh, when I hit a kid and broke its legs, I went and got the Starburst, the regular ones, not the tropical ones. I just sat there by the beach, just chewed them. It was great.
Yeah. It's like it's you know what it is? It's a little tiny piece of forget.
And forgiveness.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't think I've ever seen you before.
What do you mean?
I don't even know who you are. You're not worried about Barbara. All you think about is your career. And poor little Mrs. Coleman.
Oh, please. You're just as worried about my career as I am. And you're the one that pushed for the marriage.
I know
it. You can handle that boy. I mean, she's a modern woman, tough as nails. Poor Mrs. Coleman, she cries if you call her mother. She's that vulnerable. It just breaks my heart. They don't make women like that anymore.
Jenny, you looked like you were smiling.
I'm pretty sure that Jenny knows what
I
it
totally
is.
Know it.
I knew when she said I got it, I know what it was.
Yeah. I totally know it. Yes. Fuck. Yes. I finally got one. It feels like it's been years.
But doesn't the clip sound so, the ones that I played yeah. sound so serious?
Yeah.
Like they sound so serious? Acting.
Totally. Oh, shit, you did a great job of throwing me off the scent.
Gene Hackman can act the shit out of a movie.
And he blinks on cuts. He blinks on like where he blinks is where like you should... cut the film and go into another shot.
What is that? What are you talking about? Is that voodoo?
Walter Merck says, like, every time he cuts, it's on Gene Hackman's blinks, and he didn't notice it. He had done it so regularly, not because he blinks, that's the spot to cut the film, and he notices it's when Gene Hackman blinks. You've never seen Gene Hackman blink that much in movies.
Fun fact.
He's never blinking, because he always blinks, and Jenny's not blinking.
I can't stop blinking.
I can't either.
I think you gave me the blink.
So who's the Superman, Lex Luthor or the real Superman? Answer me that.
It's Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because
he never blinks.
I'm lost now.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to move into a fake break when we come back.
Yes.
We've got some other things.
You're not out there yet. You're not out of the gates yet there, Kaylor. Thomas.
You deserve it. You haven't got one in a while.
Oh, I've got it.
Let's stop throwing sunshine at people's asses, okay? Let's get angry.
Fuck off, dick.
I am a dick, but you don't know the movie, and I do. So fucking where does that leave you?
In the doghouse?
Yes, it does.
Son of a bitch. I hate
the
doghouse.
You love the part in the second act? Wasn't it great, Jenny? Oh, dude, you can't join this conversation.
All right, we'll be back momentarily. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
There's no place on earth that I'd rather be. out in the open where it's all plain to see, if it's gonna get done, it's up to you and to me. There's no place that I'd rather be. Head for the mountains, the mountains of bush. Head for the mountains of bush.
Come on, head for the mountains of bush. Beer, head for the mountains, it's cold and it's smooth, and it's waiting for you. Come on, head for the mountains of bush. Beer.
We're back from fake break, and what a wonderful fake break it was.
Yes, it was.
It was very productive. A lot of stuff got done. We tried a lot of different things. We learned a little bit. We grew as friends. And with that, I got an email from a listener, Jax070, asked us, whatever happened to Naked Fat Guy?
Oh, wow.
And I'm assuming that...
Holy crap, I haven't thought about... I haven't thought about him either. A long time. Was it Chris with a K?
No, it was Jax. J-A-X.
No, was that Naked Fat Guy's real name?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was something like that.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I have a feeling he doesn't work there anymore. He might have been one of the laid offs.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
I actually saw him, I think it was December of last year. I saw him. I came in and the bathroom smelled of soap and salts and like cleanliness, and he was getting dressed, but he'd just finished getting dressed, but he was buttoning his shirt.
You missed the naked is what you're saying.
I missed the naked, but he still, like, it took him a time. It took him 2 minutes to get from the shirt to anything else. Like, he wouldn't put his shoes on or anything.
He was a very slow dresser. I think he enjoyed being naked in public. I think he was kind of an exhibitionist, but liked to be in like a nice quarantined area. I haven't seen him in a long time, and also, to answer your question, Jax070, he kind of wasn't Naked Fat Guy at the end. He was kind of not svelte, but he lost a lot of weight. And my morning constitution timer kind of was in a fucking weird wonky wavelength, so I didn't see him in the bathroom at all.
I don't piss downstairs anymore, because I don't really piss in the morning.
Oh, I got to hit that downstairs bathroom. I like to be secluded. Well, I like usually to stink it up. I like to mark my stink territory. So when I hear the door open, some people will walk in there, you know, assuming that they're going to take a shit. Uh-uh.
No, you sneak it in there?
Nuh-uh. Not while I'm in there. Did you catch a whiff of that?
But because
Occupado, bitches.
I live 2 blocks away from work, so during lunch I can just walk home and take a shit if I need to.
Right.
Was it Eric with a K?
It was Eric with a K. Yeah.
Kudos, Kayla.
It's driving
was good.
Me crazy.
It was good.
Sobriety is making me smarter.
Right. So anyway, yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Evidently, Patrick said that he might have been one of the laid off.
A lot of people got fired.
And we haven't heard hide nor hair of him. Although I will tell you again, Naked Fat Guy would be naked, not as fat guy.
You're just Naked Shower Guy.
Yeah.
That's not as cool.
No, definitely not as cool.
It's definitely not as noteworthy. Like, we wouldn't talk about just, like, a regular naked guy.
Well...
Boring.
Well, it got kind of weird at the end. I noticed that I think he was...
He would wink and go, like, look at him. At
he's
you.
Like... He knew that he was hot.
Well, because,
hot.
You know, and me being in the shitter, I would only have that, you know, the little slit between the door and the outer surface of the thing. And every once in a while, not really, but I just see his eye looking in on me.
Have you done that with someone? You just kind of like move your head while you're taking a shit so you can watch what's going on? I do that.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know what happened to him, but he's out of our lives now, and I hope you're in greener pastures.
Thanks for the question, Jax070.
Jax070.
Give us your real name, and we'll give you our own nickname.
Ooh.
Barney.
Buck. Patrick, can we get a movie madness, and then I really want to get into douchebags, because it needs to happen. It's got to happen. Jenny, you're so pregnant.
I know. It's ridiculous.
So pregnant. We got to get him. Got to get it.
You know, I have such a good feeling about you people. Not a lot of clever books on the shelves, not a lot of fancy art on the walls, just the crucifix. And a lot of good, warm family feeling. Mm. Now, this is what Clinton didn't understand when he started in on school prayer and gays in the military.
All right for you.
Now, there's an idiotic issue. Gays in the military. I mean, those haircuts, those uniforms, who cares?
You shouldn't be talking about things you don't know about.
Val, don't patronize your mother. She's an amazingly intelligent woman.
I got it, but I don't know the American version.
What?
The American title of this.
I'm going to play one more.
I don't think you got it.
Of course, it's very wrong to kill an abortion doctor. Many pro-lifers
dead.
I don't agree with them, but many of them sincerely feel that if you stop the doctors, you'll stop the abortions.
Well, that's ridiculous. The doctors are only doing their jobs. If you're going to kill someone, kill the mothers. That'll stop them.
Let me see you for a moment, dear.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. If you kill the mother, the fetus dies too. But the fetus is going to be aborted anyway, so why not let it go down with the ship?
Got it.
June just got up and did some victory dance, but what he doesn't know is that I've already, like, known it for, like, 10 weeks.
And I loved how you had to mouth, like, the name to her so Jenny could nod at you, like telling you that it was right.
You guys, I haven't been out of the house in 6 days. I need some sort of positive.
You're doing great, baby.
I need some positive fucking energy from you, fucks.
You're doing totally great.
You did it.
And I did the rodeo. I didn't do the, you know what? I didn't do the pelvic thrust. I did the rodeo.
We haven't
because
heard
that is what happens when I come in second.
Yeah, we haven't heard a second Kaler for
fucking,
a while.
What?
We haven't heard a second Kaler for a while.
Well, you're not going to get it because she kicked my ass.
Oh, because she's pregnant.
No,
that won't stop him from yelling at me.
But she got it this week. You got to give credit where credit's due, Patrick. Okay. You're being a dick.
That's my job.
All right, well, let's move on to our douchebags of the week for episode 145 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
If you're ever in the Canadian wilderness and someone offers you a chocolate-covered almond, beware. The parents of two Manitoba teenagers are furious after adults tricked their children into eating moose droppings on a school canoe trip. One mother says her son was offered the, quote, almonds by a parent chaperone as the school's principal looked on. Oh, the principal was aware of this going on.
Were they doing the evil hand signal like the ha 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 ha?
As soon as it hit his mouth, somebody told him, you just ate moose poop, and the whole group of people started laughing at him. Another girl fell for the same trick and got the moose poop stuck in her braces.
Oh,
classic.
And I feel for this girl because I, not that long ago, had braces.
Why didn't
and
she just tongue it out?
Now that is a classic, classic moose dropping funny. Ah, stuck in the old braces. Yeah. USA, USA.
The mom has removed her son from the school and says she and other parents want the principal transferred. Are they overreacting? Washington-based bully expert. Ooh, bully expert. That's what, why didn't I do that for a living? I'm a bully expert.
You have no
qualifications. What was that? Oh, that was bullying. Well, I'm an expert on it.
I think that the much like the alcohol and the drug counselors, they have to be, ex-drug and alcohol addicts.
I would have had to have been ex-bullied.
Unfortunately, you were never a bully, Jenny. So
and I was so cool always that I've never been bullied. Yeah,
you were more stationed for fashion designer or coach driver.
Coach driver.
The adults.
It's a pretty awesome gig. What, fucking driving a coach in a Western? Good life, baby. Don't pretend.
The adults involved need to realize what their basic roles and responsibilities are and that they not only failed, but they colluded with each other to humiliate a kid.
They're not humiliating a kid. They're fucking with a kid.
They're making a kid eat shit.
I mean, I
can
see
funny.
If it made the kid really sick because they were eating poo.
Wait.
That's pretty bad.
Why are we classifying this? Like, why are we trying to say, well, if he got sick, it's kind of bad. You don't feed people shit as a joke.
True.
You do it to your friends when you're a teenager. No. You don't do it as a fucking adult to a child.
I think it's much like joining a gang. In order to do it, you have to be beat in. It is a tradition that happens that goes from generation to generation. And when you go to camp, the older people make you, or not make you, but trick you into eating moose poop. And I'll tell you that kid, after they did it, was like, that sucked, but
I'm going to do it to another kid and make myself feel better.
No, I'm going to get to do it to someone else.
Oh, my God.
It's called tradition, Patrick, and you're kind of being a dick.
Well, maybe
it's like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't get your kids presents on Christmas now because you hate tradition so much.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to grow up and get their kids presents, and it's going to be an endless evil cycle.
No.
Do you actually think it's cool that an adult made a fucking kid eat moose shit?
Yes, it's fucking funny. We read the article here. It is hilarious.
I'm laughing.
And you know what? You know what? That kid has probably went back for seconds. So I think it's good.
I think it's horrible.
Come on. You guys never went to camp and got fucked with?
No.
It's part of
growing up. Well, maybe by another kid, but no, but Pat's right. By another adult, that's just pretty shitty.
You know what? If I'm learning math, I want to learn it from the best. And if I'm going to be pranked on, I want to learn it from the best. And it just so happens that the kids probably were idiots.
You know, I just had a flash that it was probably Trip from Meatballs, like the cool counselor at the meatballs camp that was feeding the poop. And if Bill Murray would have done it, I would have cracked up.
Oh, yeah. That would have been funny if it was Bill Murray. Why didn't you just say that?
I was busy jogging, you guys. Let's move on.
Oh, okay.
Next on deck. Travis County Sheriff investigators have charged a Del Valle woman after they say she put the drug PCP into her 6-year-old daughter's school lunch.
Wait, I don't think I heard that right.
Oh, you heard it
right. Sorry about that. You PCP?
Yes, and I'm not talking peanut butter,
crackers,
clams,
and poop
sandwich.
Joke.
Torina Ann Gutierrez, 34, faces a charge of endangering a child, jail felony. She is not currently in custody. The affidavit said on May 4th, Gutierrez's daughter began acting strangely in her first grade classroom, talking to people who were not there and saying she could hear banging in her head. A school counselor has called Gutierrez to report what was going on, and Gutierrez said, "Don't call EMS and don't call Child Protective Services. I'm on my way." Gutierrez picked up the girl from school, took her home, and then called paramedics. I'm surprised they let her. Okay, go ahead and just take her.
Well, unfortunately, unbeknownst to the person that wrote the article, the kid on PCP was solving cryptic math problems and saving the school from going bankrupt.
Yeah, they thought that the mother was taking their kid to the new special school where she'd been promoted to as a genius.
Trust me, Devil Snoopy's telling me all the correct math questions.
The girl was tested at a hospital, which returned a positive result for PCP. She was removed from the home and placed with a family member. Gutierrez also tested positive for the drug. The girl told investigators that Gutierrez made her lunch that day and that after she ate it, she felt, quote, crazy and dizzy, and her lunch meat tasted like, quote, fireworks.
Wait, so the PCP was not like in a bag like goldfish? It was actually on the sandwich?
It was on the fucking sandwich.
Like Ally Sheedy in Breakfast Club where she's just putting pixie sticks on her fucking bologna sandwich?
Because the kid wouldn't have just been like, oh, look at these weird white pop rocks or whatever the fuck PCP looks like. I'm assuming it looks like crack rock, but
that's,
I don't know.
That's a question I wanted to ask you guys. Have you guys ever seen PCP?
I haven't.
No.
I've never seen it.
I don't know what... I'm assuming it just looks like crystally or like crack rocky. I don't know, though.
I expect it to be kind of like the little skull and crossbones, but just super, super fine. You can't see it with the naked eye. But under a microscope, it'd just be skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
Do people... You can smoke it. I'm assuming you can snort it. You can probably shoot it. You can probably
do... Angel dust. You can probably throw it up your ass.
Have you guys ever... stumbled upon PCP?
I think I may have accidentally had some pot that had PCP on it.
Oh, I have. My sister gave it to me when I was 16.
But I've never...
Holly!
I think you don't know. See, what happened...
Oh, my God. I thought Holly... Oh, my God.
See, what happened? Holly was dating this guy named Jay, and Jay gave her this bag, but my sister thought that smoking pot was a little passe at that time, so she's like,
Holly,
here, take
it. Holly
needed
to beef it up.
And every time
Jay was trying to get her addicted to the angel dust.
Every time I smoked it, I would have auditory hallucinations and I would have visual hallucinations, but they take a while for them to creep in. And I remember we went on a camping trip with like three of my buddies and we smoked weed and everyone's like, where did you get that weed? I was sitting in the tent the whole time I was high, staring up at the top of the tent, seeing like this triangle of colored dollar bills like fucking coming into me like I was entering a dollar bill tunnel. And I was just like, this weed has something in it. And that's, I'm pretty sure it's PCP. I don't know.
But I've never actively tried to do PCP or seen PCP or...
I believe I can fly.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never done it. And I remember, Jenny, you were in the band as well. A band member was actually, he said he was addicted to it. Although I can't see like a physical addiction to PCP. But you know, I don't know much about it.
I think it happens pretty easily.
But he said he was doing it every day and he was doing it a lot. And I'm like, holy shit. I could only imagine driving a fucking car into a brick wall.
Yeah.
Only a couple times before you're like, you're fucked.
So we've got two douchebags this week. Feeding, is it wrong to feed moose poop to children?
Yes.
And
it's right.
And PCP sandwich.
Yes.
All right. And those are your douchebags of the week for episode 145 of the Hideous Creature Show.
And I turned 21 in prison. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Isn't that Tiny? Yeah, his guitar player's name was Tiny. Anyway, those are your douchebags. We're not doing the fucking voting shit anymore, so why don't we go into...
Let's close out this movie madness that I already totally nailed.
I still don't know it. I thought it was Mississippi Burning. I thought it was JFK.
That's what I thought at first. I thought it was Mississippi Burning.
And I don't know what it is.
Pat did a good job of getting us off the scent and making it seem like it was a really serious movie.
Oh, I would have done a better job if those you damn kids hadn't ruined my plans.
What are we fucking in a Scooby-Doo episode?
Mm-hmm. You meddling kids.
Some of Agador's superb soup. And we're in luck because he doesn't make this for everybody. This is his specialty, seafood chowder.
Oh, isn't that an egg?
What?
An egg.
Why, yes, it is. It is a huevo. This is so Guatemala. They put hard-boiled eggs in everything down there because, you know, chicken is so important to them. It's their only real currency. A woman is said to be worth her weight in hens, and a man's wealth is measured by the size of his cock. Will you excuse me?
I forgot I already had it.
You already knew it. I was thinking maybe you were playing it off or pretending like you knew it.
No, I'm just I'm a fucking
You're
moron.
Just a moron.
Yeah. Hello. Do you want to do one more and divulge? Come on.
You got another clip? Okay, let's do it.
I like that he's nodding on a radio show.
He's a man. They're both men.
Can't be. You can't be Jewish.
No, Kevin, this is a man.
What?
Don't you understand? They're gay. They own the drag club downstairs. They're two men.
Jenny, divulge.
The movie is The Birdcage.
You know, I think homosexuality.
Lot more ice for you.
Lots more ice, Dad.
One of the things that's weakening this country.
Really? You know, that's what I thought until I found out Alexander the Great was a fag. Talk about gays in the military.
How about those dolphins, huh?
I love this movie.
I hated it. Every minute of it. White liberal guilt agenda.
And Gene Hackman was awesome in it. He was so super good.
I wish Gene Hackman is really the person that he played, just that conservative, thinks that Bob Dole's too liberal, thinks that the Pope is too controversial.
Bob Dole. All right. Well, anyway,
good job, Pat. That was very I was thrown off.
Oh, wait until next week. You won't
No,
get
I
it
was
at
completely
all.
Thrown off. I was like, Unforgiven? Nope.
JFK?
JFK?
Like JFK.
The Birdcage? Nope.
Was Gene Hackman even?
Wait. Yep.
I know. Is nope, he even in JFK? Went, yep. I don't know.
I just assumed that they would cast him in there. Because That was a good documentary.
Because Kevin Bacon's in it.
Bacon, make it better. All right, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact us at our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. We're also on the Facebook at Hideous Creature Show Podcast. Come and check it out. You can call us anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at Patrick's phone number, which is 971-212-6042. Have you got anything?
There have been a couple of voicemails that are all, they sound like this.
Yep, that's our listeners.
That's someone's pocket.
I've gotten five of them. That.
Kenny.
That and is, they're not from numbers. They're from numbers I do not know.
That is actually very, very funny because I have gotten a couple of them too, and they were pocket dials.
Yeah.
So I don't know if our listeners get very sleepy when they call us or they call us.
No, they're all in PCP, so they shouldn't be tired.
Yeah. Or they call us. I don't know what's happening. But my phone number is 503-933-2645. Call me, too. You know what, though? I realized, and now I'm the dick. Now I'm an idiot. My message bay is full, and I haven't checked them.
You never check your message. I never leave a message for you.
I am horrible with the phone.
I never leave a message for you.
I hate the phone. I can't stand it. But leave a message, because I would like to get some messages from everybody, and it'd be fun to play them on the show like we used to. And I tried to get our Skype line back, but it got devoured. The number, because we didn't pay our bill, got sent to somebody else. So if we do end up getting another online Skype number, we're gonna have to get a new one.
We should probably change the old ones on the website so somebody just gets vulgar calls.
I thought about that, and I tried. I thought about it. I actually went on and I kind of tried to get the number again. And it wouldn't let me. And I thought it would be funny for people to get funny messages.
Yeah, let them get the message.
All right. Anyway, you can listen to the show via our website, Podbean Podcast, AliZoon, and iTunes. If you use iTunes and you would take a minute out of your busy schedule to give us a little five-star doodly-doo and a little review, it'll help us go up in the ratings and give us some more exposure in the iTunes community. Mm-hmm. And also, we declared that Wednesday is Tell a Friend About Hideous Creature Show Day.
Mm-hmm.
And for mine, I built a canoe, and I went out and tried to put some mariners into the show. And I had a bullhorn and a little canoe, and I went out on the river over here in Portland. And I talked to people and stuff, but, you know, probably got a lot of people, I'm assuming. I was very, very charming. Very charming. I was wearing my my Indian outfit with the big headdress.
Yours is really similar to mine because I actually learned smoke signals and went up on Mount Tabor and did some smoke signaling of the show. So I reached like the whole city if they were staring up into the sky.
Don't forget about the semaphore on Fleet Week last Wednesday.
Yeah.
I took a page out of Jenny's book a month ago, and I just hired a skywriter. Seattle, Portland, Eugene, Bend, and Ashland.
Very nice. Good. So, yeah, Wednesday, you got to tell somebody about the Hideous Creature Show. If you'd like to support us, you can do so by just telling a friend.
Tell a friend.
Hey, friend.
Yeah,
hi.
What's up?
Hey, we're new friends.
Yeah,
we should listen to the Hideous Creature Show. Or you're gonna,
I know you.
Special thanks this week goes out to Mike Kelly. You guys got anything?
Mm-mm.
Nothing? You guys, come on, bring some to the table.
I am so tired right now. This baby is kicking me in my bladder.
All right. Well, a special thank you for everybody that's listening. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
These are the only shoes that fit my fat, swollen sausage feet right now. Seriously, look at those fatties.
They're not fat. They're petite.
They're just big boned. You got big feet bones.
Big bones here.
They aren't normally like that. Look at my cankles, too.
You know what would spruce that up? Mm-hmm. Is like a little bracelet.
Or some vertical lines.
Or bust out of a bracelet.
Or like an ankle sweater.
Mm-hmm. Just to take...
I'm hulking out, but really just really slow.
Oh, my God. Your heels have disappeared into those blobs of flesh.
It's disgusting. Oh. Fucking sick.
You need some Timberlands.
Yeah, I need some Uggs.
There you go. Ugg that shit.
I need to Ugg it up.
Ugg it up. All right, you ready?
Yep.